When we were living in Skokie, it was our first time. I believe it was the first Pesach of COVID, the one where everyone absolutely had to stay home. You weren't allowed to go anywhere. And so, much younger than we expected to be, we were cast into making Pesach. So, with all of it was a little bit exciting, like trying to make our own Pesach. It was an adventure. But as we got through the Pesach cleaning, it definitely became very laborious and very, very tiring. And we had, Baruch Hashem, shelves and shelves of Sfarim. And I kept saying to my husband, like, do we have to take off every sefer and check it? And that's something that we are actually going to get to tonight, that exact question. But he said, we don't need to. We don't really use them while we're eating. It's fine. We can just take off a few Sfarim, and we don't need to worry about going one by one and checking each of them. We're going to see if my husband was correct based on the answers that we learned tonight. But then all of a sudden, the day of Bedikas Chametz, so like Erev Pesach, my 1.5-year-old son goes, Mommy, pretzels, books. And I was like, what? And he was not speaking very clearly at that point. And he goes, Mommy, pretzels, books. What, Zevi? And he takes me over to the bookshelf and pulls out one of the Sfarim and shows me the stash of pretzels that he has been keeping behind the books. And I didn't know whether to laugh or cry because it was pretty funny in the moment, but also pretty overwhelming in terms of what it meant for our next few hours of Pesach preparation. So, of course, we then had to go through every shelf and every book, making sure that he had not formed any further stashes behind any further books. So that's always a story that we bring up in our family when it comes to Bedikas Chametz. But this actually brings up a relevant and interesting question, which is, what areas of our home require Bedikas Chametz? Do you have to be doing Bedikas Chametz in an upstairs bedroom that you know nobody is allowed to eat in? Do you have to do Bedikas Chametz in the garage if you know that you never put anything aside from cars into the garage? What qualifies as a place or an item that must be checked for chametz? So let's begin in source number 28 from Maseches Psachim. It says, Kol makom she'ein machnisim bo chametz, ein tzarich bedika. Any place in which you do not bring in chametz does not need a bedika. Kol makom le'ituyei mai. So the Gemara asks, what does the phrase any place include? Le'atuyei ha'detanu rabbanan. Churei beis ha'elyonim ve'hatachtonim ve'gag ha'yetzia ve'gag ha'migdal ve'refet bakar ve'lulin ve'mitaven ve'ototrot yayin ve'ototrot shemen ein tzrichin bedika. So it says, a plate, an upper and lower place in the house that are difficult to reach, or the roof of the porch, a closet roof, a cow shed, a chicken coop, a storehouse for straw, a wine cellar, a storeroom for oil. All of these do not require that a search be conducted. So all of these would count as places where you know that food has not been brought. So therefore, if you know that chametz has not been brought there, then there is no need to do a bedikah there. We are not just stam doing a check to make sure that we have cleaned every location. We are trying to do a legitimate check for chametz. So if we know that there is no chance that chametz was brought into a specific spot, then we don't need to do a bedikah there. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna, Bei Melichai Ubei Kirei Tzarich Bedikah. A salt storage and a storage for candles would require searching for chametz, because one may have entered into these places during a meal. Amar of Papa, Bi Tzivi V'Bi Tamri Tzarich Bedika. A wood storage and a storage for dates require searching for the same reason. So what this would be comparable to me would be, if you have a place in your house where you know you never bring food, let's say it's an old cedar closet that holds all of your off-season clothing, and you know that you've never gone there during a meal, you've never gone there with food, this is a place specifically meant for storage, and there's really no chance that there would be chametz there, there's no reason to check for chametz. But let's say there was a, what some people call a Costco closet, where you take all the things and you that you buy from Costco, like the plates and the cups and the forks and the spoons and the knives. This is only if you use plastic, which I admittedly do. And you store them all in a closet. And occasionally you will be setting the table for a meal and you'll recognize that you're out of forks. So in that situation, you say, oh, just run up to the Costco closet, grab a new handful of forks, and bring it down to our meal. You would have to check that Costco closet because even though it's not somewhere where you would eat, let's say, it is somewhere that you would have gone into during a meal. So if it is storing something that you potentially would have needed during a meal, then it is subject to a bezika because there's the possibility that you brought with you chametz that you didn't realize you were bringing with you. That perhaps you were actually getting ready to set the table and you were holding a food item in one hand, ran upstairs to grab the forks, put down the food item so that you could hold on to the forks without them all falling on the floor, and never picked up your chametz item that you meant to bring to the table. So there any place that is, I would say, eating adjacent that is connected to what or where you need to eat has the possibility of having chametz there. So even if they're both storages, they're both storage closets, they store different things and therefore would have different rules when it came to bedikas chametz. So the Shulchan Aruch brings this down as halacha in source number 29. Bodik kol hamakomot sheyesh lachush shema hachnisu bahem chametz. You must check all of the places within which you have a suspicion that chametz was brought. V'lachin, kol chadrei habayit v'aliyot tzrichim bedika. All of the rooms of the house need to be checked for chametz. Shepa'amim adam nichnas behen v'pato biyado. That sometimes a person goes in and he's holding bread in his hands. Aval otzrot yayin she'in mistapik mehem. But on the other hand, a wine cellar from which a person does not usually take v'chein mitaven v'chiyot sebo, or a storehouse for straw, einam tzrichin bedika. So, if there's really not a chance that chametz was brought into there, then there's no need to do a bedika there. So now we get to more specific questions of does this specific area need bedikas chametz? Does this specific type of item need bedikas chametz? And the first one that we are addressing is the question that I brought up, which is, do you need to check through the sfarim? What is the thought process? That perhaps you're sitting around at your Shabbos meal and someone has a Hilchos Shabbos question. So you go over to the sfarim shelf, covered in your challah crumbs, and you pick up a sefer and you bring it to the table. And while everyone's eating, you're discussing this halachic shaila, and then you go and put it away. And what happens with another sefer? You're sitting down with your morning muffin and cup of coffee, and at the same time, you want to learn a little bit of Torah. So you take out the sefer and you learn a little, and then you put it away. There are often circumstances in which you are learning and eating at the same time, or where sfarim would find themselves around books. We are not assuming that most people are hiding pretzels in their books as my son was, but there are legitimate situations, even in adult-only households, where there would end up being chametz in the sfarim. So this question is being addressed. This question, if you look in, there's a footnote on the next page, footnote number 15, which discusses the basis of this discussion, which really is how small of a piece of chametz are we actually looking for? Do we have to be searching for every little crumb or only for a more significantly sized piece of chametz? So if you want to read further in that footnote, that will give you a more extensive understanding of what really the basis of this conversation is. Because if we're saying that you need to find every crumb, then you perhaps and pretty likely will need to check the sfarim. If we are saying that you would only really need to find a more significant size piece of chametz, then you most likely would not have to check the sfarim. So the question comes up, do you have to check your sfarim? And the Chazon Ish in source number 30, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu agrees with him as well, states, Nir'et de le'inyan chiyav mechitza she'tiknu chachamim k'da'amar la'ayel. Ein chiluk bein pirulin legluskia yafa v'hilkach chayavin livdok et hasfarim mishum chashash pirurin ach she'ein bahem kezayis. So he mentions that there is a debate within the chachamim whether you're looking for crumbs or a more significantly sized piece of chametz. And he says, we seem to rule that we are concerned about even pirurin, even crumbs. And therefore, the halacha would be that you would have to check the sfarim Because there is definitely a strong suspicion that you may find crumbs. However, Rav Ovadia and Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul hold that there is an obligation to search all of one's Sfarim, and doing so is considered to be an additional, unrequired stringency. Rather, one can simply nullify the chametz that is inside of them. So if we look in the Abia Omer of Ovadia Yosef in source number 31, it is a very stringent stringency that one would check the svarim. And there is no root for this in mainstream halacha. And we don't need to be worried about doing this at all.
Im konam sheyachushu lekach klal v'kal. V'po chazi mai amadavar v'chein ra'iti li'yedidi haga'on Rav Ben Sion Abba Shaul v'sheilu d'tshuvot or l'tzion sheha'ir kin v'ktara al divrei ha'chazonish shepirurei pat shebesfarim batili b'me'utehu, that he says even the smallest crumbs that we would potentially find in the sfarim, they would become bittel. V'bebittel kol chamira b'vaday disagi lehu, they would count for sure in the kol chamira of bedikas and bi'ur chametz. Ve'ein tarich la'amid mechitza b'fnei hasfarim shenishtam shubahem b'chol yomot hashana u'b'shat hasi'uda u'mutar lo'mod bahem b'pasach mibli livdok achar piru rechamit shenaflu l'tocham. So he says, you can still use the books that are used the rest of the year. You don't have to cover them up. You don't have to cover up the shelf. And you can even learn them on Pesach, and you do not need to be worried that perhaps the crumbs will fall out. Rav Shimon Eider, in his English work on the Halachot of Pesach, mentions the opinion of the Chazon Ish, as well as the in-between opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which is that one should not bring those Sfarim that are used around Chametz to the table on Pesach. So let's look in source number 32 on the next page. This is Rav Eider's summary in his Sefer on Hilchos Pesach. Some poskim hold that Sfarim and books require bedika, or that they have to be closed off and separated. Other poskim hold that although bedika is not required, one should not bring them to the table on Pesach, a volume which may have been used around chametz. Benchalach and Zmiros booklets cannot be cleaned properly from chametz and should not be used during Pesach. So if one can imagine the difference between a regular Sefer. A regular Sefer, perhaps there is the possibility that a crumb would have fallen inside. That is very different from a bencher that is used the entire year that one can imagine. You pick it up and out come the challah crumbs. Just because we're saying we've made them bittel does not mean that we want challah crumbs falling all over our Pesach table. So the advice of Rav Moshe Feinstein and others is that they shouldn't be used at the table during Pesach. Any regular Sfarim, and specifically these Sfarim that can't be cleaned properly, they should be put away and sold all of the other chametz. The Alchot Yosef notes that one must so that is the conversation of Sfarim, that it is seen that it is, some say it is required, some say it is not required. All agree that if there is definitely crumbs within it, then it shouldn't be used. But the majority opinion is sort of in the middle of the road that you can check the Sfarim as a big chumrah, but no need to, and they can still be used on Pesach. So now one other question is, what about your car? So you drive your car and you definitely eat in your car, but you clean your car for Pesach, but do you also then have to do a bedikas chametz there? Essentially asking, do we have to do a bedikas chametz in everything that we own? Okay. So in source number 33, Misha Yeshlo Mechonit Pratit, someone who has an individual car, Tzarich Lebatka B'Lel Yadalid L'Or Haner, must do a full bedikas chametz on Lel Yadalid, the night of the 14th, L'Or Haner, by the light of the candle, K'mitzvos Chazal, as Chazal have commanded us. V'af al pi sheminakim hitivet ha-mechonit l'fi Lel Yadalid, even though one has thoroughly cleaned their car prior to the night of Yadalid, va'afilu eino rotzeh lehishtamesh b'mechonit b'chlal yemei ha-Pesach, even someone who doesn't want to use their car at all throughout the days of Pesach, tzarich livdok ota min ha-chametz, has to check it for chametz. V'chein ba'alei otobusim tziburiyim u'mitusim shal chaverot te'ufa, Yisraeliot chayavim livdok hachamitz b'leil yadal l'nisan av sheniku otam hitiv kodem lachin. Even if you have checked thoroughly, any other vehicles, a personal vehicle, a vehicle that you work for, must be checked on leil yadal av sheniku oto hitiv kodem lachin. Even though you have cleaned it well before this. U'mikol makom kishabal livdok b'mechonit in lo lachzor v'lavarech al b'yir chamitz ela. You shouldn't make a separate bracha on the bedika in your car, but it should be included in your original bracha on bedikas chametz. Okay, so any private vehicle must be included in your bedikas chametz and must be checked as well. That goes against the suggestion that some people make that it is probably easier to sell your entire car to a non-Jew for the time of Pesach rather than clean out one car seat that holds more chametz than you can ever imagine. But as we see here, even if you weren't planning to use your car for all of the days of Pesach, you would still be required to do bedikas chametz in it. So in addition to this, the Shulchan Aruch also reminds us that what besides for your home and your car, what else needs to be checked? The shul, so batei knesiot vebatei midrashot tzrichot bedika mipnei shehatinokot mechnisim bahem chametz. I was listening to a group of rabbis discuss this, that the shul is required to do bedikas chametz. And one rabbi said that not a single year has gone by that they have not had a problem with finding chametz on Pesach. Because you hopefully, in a thriving shul, have many, many young children running around being supplied with candy and snacks left and right. And undoubtedly, at least one of those children has found a very, very clever hiding spot for their chametz that no adult will find until it's actually in the middle of Pesach. So the idea is that one must do a bedikas chametz, and the Shulchan Aruch says it straight out, because the young children bring chametz and they can spread it out in there. And the Mishnah Berurah comments as well in source number 35. Tzrichim bedika b'lo yadal el or haner. V'hashamashim einam nizharim livdok b'layla ela mechabdin hitiv b'yom v'lo yafehim osim. So he says what some shamshim have done is that they want to get it out of the way. So they clean the shul well and they don't do a check at night like they do in their house. V'lo yafeh hem osim. It's not good what they are doing. V'tzarich lahazhiram al karcham. Sheyikayemu mitzvas chachamim kitikuna. But we should remind them and tell them that they have to do the mitzvah as the chachamim commanded it. V'yicholim levarich al habedika zo aval einam tzrichlim levatel achar habedika. So he says you can make a bracha on the bedika that they're doing not at the right time, but you can't make bittel after the bedika. Because in the shul it works differently, because this is not chametz that they own, so they can't be mafker something that doesn't belong to them. If everybody is busy in their own homes and they forget to do the bedika in the house, in the shul, then the next day, preferably on Yom Yadalid, they can go in and they can do the bedikas chametz there. Yachol about libot kam lechatchila bi Yom Yadalid or hayom ve'in tzarich livdok leor haner. You don't need to use a fire lefi shederech lerabot bahem chalonot ve'yesh bahem ora gedola ve'dinam kedin. So he says one other specific difference in a shul, aside from the fact that you don't have to, that the rules of bitzel are going to be different because it doesn't belong to the person who is checking. There's also going to be a difference in the way that you do the bedika, and that is that you don't need to use or haner, you don't need to use the light of a fire, because it interestingly says many shuls have many, many windows, and therefore the rooms are often filled with light. And if you are doing the bedikas chametz during the day, then we're not going to be, then the room is really going to be flooded with light. Okay. So another question that often arises is whether one must still perform bedikas chametz if one has spent much time thoroughly cleaning the entire house in days and weeks leading up to Pesach. I remember my mother used to laugh every year as we were about to start bedikas chametz, like as if we're going to find anything now. Like, you think that I haven't been cleaning for a month already that we're going to possibly find chametz during bedikas chametz?
So it says in source number 36, the Shulchan Aruch, HaMechabed Chadero B'yud Gimel B'Nisan U'mechaven Livdok HaChametz V'Le'va'aro V'Nizhar Shelo Lachnis Sham Od Chametz Af Al Pichein Tzarich Livdok B'Leil Yadalid. Even if someone has cleaned a room so thoroughly and they have hung the sign on the door that says no chametz zone, do not enter with chametz, they still must do the bedikas chametz on Leil Yadalid. And the Rama comments, V'chol Adam Tzarich L'chaber Chadarav Kudem habedika, vehakisim obate yad shel begadim shenotnim bahem lefamim chametz tzrichim bedika. So he says everyone must sweep the rooms prior to bedika, and the pockets of which one's clothing in which one occasionally puts chametz require bedika. So sort of within this same statement, we are learning two opposite sides of the spectrum. Even if you have cleaned everything so intensely, you are still required to do the bedikas chametz. But additionally, the bedikas chametz is not meant to be your only time of searching for chametz. As it says, everyone should have at least swept and checked their pockets prior to doing bedikas chametz. You are not meant to leave all of the cleaning for bedikas chametz saying, oh, well, this is when I am checking for the chametz. It's meant to be a process that culminates in the bedikas chametz. But even if you have been cleaning forever and you are absolutely 100% positive that you will not find any chametz in the entire house, you are still required to do bedikas chametz. So despite the fact that one must still perform a bedika nowadays, many poskim, including Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, suggest that the manner in which the bedika is done after cleaning the house thoroughly may indeed be different from how it was originally performed. So if we look in source number 37, Achein, bizmaninu, shemechabdim v'shotvim u'menakim hetev hetev. In our days, when we search and we scour and we clean in a totally complete way, Katav ha-Gaon Rav Shlomo Zalman, she'en chova lefashfesh b'shat ha-bedika b'chol ha-mekomot. We don't need to spend time looking in every single place during the bedikas chametz. She'kfar asu kein b'zman she'niku b'yamim she'kodem ha-pesach. Because you've already done this during the days that preceded Pesach. V'chovat ha-bedika b'zmaninu hi l'daktik v'levchon b'chol mekomot im kein nikoyotam hitiv. So rather, what we're really doing during our time is we are assuring ourselves and we are reviewing that we have cleaned every spot. So we're not actually assuming that we are going to find a piece of chametz when we're doing the bedikas chametz. Of course, aside from the pieces that we put out as the like decoy pieces, we're not expecting that we're doing like a first search here. What we are really doing during bedikas chametz is we are going through as if it was the final checklist before leaving on a vacation. We are going through, did I do my refrigerator? Did I do that cabinet? Did I do the pantry? Did I do the coat closet? We're checking off to make sure that we've already gone through all of the places that we need to go through. V'chein da'at ha-Gaon Rav Yosef Shalom Eliashiv and many other gedolim. So the idea being that in today's day and age, we recognize that we do already clean for Pesach before. So therefore, the bedikas chametz is still required, but does take on a different form that we are not searching and beginning our search for chametz. But again, it is more of the culmination of the entire process of cleaning for Pesach.